This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's the rare author indeed who breaks onto the bestseller list. It's an even rarer author who does it repeatedly in 21 different countries. And I'm not even going to lay odds on an author who gets not one, but two 7- or 8-figure deals from publishers for books. But then there is Sylvia Day, who's done all of the above, and she is with us now. Sylvia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For those who perhaps are not familiar with your work, do me a favor and describe your books. What kind of books do you write?
I write what we call contemporary women's fiction, and it's stories about women of various ages who are living in the modern world.
Is romance novels another way to do that, or is that pejorative?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, all of my stories have romance in it. If somebody asked me what I am personally, I would say I'm a romance novelist.
If I use the phrase bodice ripper, does that...
No, actually, that term's been out of date for a very, very long time.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, that started back in the 70s because back then, you know, a lot of the romance novels featured women
who had Fabio on the cover.
Nowadays, you know, the contemporary romance novelist heroine is very strong. You know, she's an engineer, she's a doctor, she's a rocket scientist, and, you know, having a man in her life is not absolutely necessary. They're fulfilled on their own.
I think I read somewhere that you are writing an average of 3 books a year. Could you tell me how you do that?
I'm a very fast writer, so that's helpful. It really just unfolds like a movie in my head, and I really say that I'm more of a narrator than a creator. I just try to type as fast as I can to keep up.
One of your series has been optioned by Lionsgate, which did Mad Men and Orange is the New Black, for television. And I have a pride of authorship question. You know, sometimes when I talk to authors and I ask them about their feeling after their works have been optioned for movies or television, they say, yeah, you know, whatever, they bought it and they can have it and they can do what they want. What's that like for you when somebody buys, you know, your work and wants to turn it into something else?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate in that in the case of my series, which is the Crossfire series, the producers were fans of the series as readers. They approached Lionsgate and asked Lionsgate to acquire the project for them. And of course, you know, Lionsgate, which is known for doing a lot of book-to-film adaptations and staying very true to the story, was comforting. And we stay in touch quite a bit. I'm very much part of the process, so I don't feel as if I've been excluded in any way or that I had to just turn over my work and hope for the best. It's definitely not that sort of thing.
You are obviously an author who is in command of her, not just the writing craft, right, because clearly you're selling books, but also the business side of your enterprise. What's the biggest change you think that's been in the past 10 years that you've been in this industry?
Oh, well, I mean, really, it's the shift in power from publishers to authors has been massive. And really, you know, the driving seat now is no longer the sales and marketing department of a publisher who is, you know, on an acquisition meeting and saying, I really don't know how we're going to sell this, to the reader who just can surf on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Kobo and say, boy, that sounds interesting. I'll pick it up. That's why we see these things, you know, these self-publishing books that just explode and publishers are like, what? How did people hear about that? Well, you know, readers are in the driver's seat.
Just because I have you on the line, what is your sense? What are your thoughts on ebooks and the future of the publishing industry as this society changes?
You know what? I love digital books. And I actually started digital first publishing back in 2005. Huh. Of course, you know, now with the novels that I release today, I sell on average 3 ebooks to 1 paperback.
Wow, really?
Yes. Traditional publishing, though, has got a lot of work to do in order to catch up to that.
Did you always want to be a writer?
Always. Yes. I was 12 years old when I decided I was going to be a romance novelist when I grew up.
And here you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a dream come true. I absolutely love it. I can imagine doing anything else.
Sylvia Day, thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Thank you.